When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, buckle up. Ted said, hey, Ben and Kelly, can't believe I'm telling you guys this to read on the radio.
Ah, we love it, though, Ted. Thank you.
But I knew this was right up your alley, and maybe there are some other people who have worse stories.
Okay.
This happened when I was 21, so about a decade ago. It is still a topic of conversation. I was dating my girlfriend at the time and went to meet her parents in Nashville for the first time. I kid you not, the first thing her dad says to me when we pull up in the driveway is not, hey, how are you doing? It was instead, I shot a squirrel in the backyard and you need to go bury it.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
I was like, excuse me, sir? I looked at my girlfriend and she has this look on her face like, this is not unusual. So I'm immediately rethinking all of my life choices that brought me to this moment. And I marched to the backyard like a soldier with his orders. When I got to the squirrel, I realized it wasn't real. It was a dog toy. And so I looked at him confused.
Uh-huh.
And by this time, the entire family, including my girlfriend, are all standing there waiting for me to start digging.
Okay.
And so I did. I buried the fake dead squirrel in their backyard.
Okay.
Here's the kicker. It was apparently a test. I passed with flying colors. A decade later, that story is brought up every year at my in-laws at Christmas because, yes, I married her.
Okay.
Oh, and their dog later that night dug it back up, LOL.
Do we know what the test was?
I don't know. I guess just to see if he's going to go along with their shenanigans. He said, by the way, I love my in-laws. They love playing jokes. This is kind of like their thing. But he's wondering if anybody else can top this weirdness.
Oh, my gosh. What a story.
I know. Just like, let's just see if he'll go along with it. And then he did. And they were like, all right, he's a keeper.
Hey, I shot a squirrel in the backyard. You're going to need to bury it.
All right.
All right.
And then it's not a real squirrel.
Yeah.
Thank goodness no squirrels had to die in this story.
In the making of this story.
Exactly.
That is wild. Okay.
I know. But, I guess they're big jokesters. And that is how he knew he was marrying into a jokester family.
I got it. All right. So can you beat it? Ted wants to know. Mm-hmm. 502-795-1997. Kimberly.
So, me and my now current husband were young and working at UPS airport, so we all work third shift.
Uh-huh.
After work, we go to his house. Everybody's asleep. We're playing video games. Next thing I know, my keys are missing.
Uh-oh.
My car is gone.
Uh-oh.
Like, oh, my God. What the heck? I've never been in your neighborhood. Is this a safe neighborhood? What happened? Oh, it was probably my mom stealing your car.
What?
What just happened? She stole my car.
Is that a thing that she does? Because it sounds like he came up with that theory pretty quickly.
It is a thing. That's kind of like what she's... That was her niche.
It was her niche.
So, what was she going to find out by driving your car?
I think she woke up to go get cigarettes or something and just like, oh, here's a car. I'm just...
Here's keys on the counter. Here's a car. I'm just going to take this one.
Right. And so I'm freaking out. And I mean, I can't leave this psycho house because my car's gone. And his dad wakes up. And he's like, oh, yeah, she'll be back in about an hour. What? An hour to get cigarettes? So next month is our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
You won that one. There you go.
That is fantastic.
I love it. Love it. Love it.
And Bethany's got another one on Facebook. It kind of is in the rodent world, too. She says, when you're new to my family, it's been tradition. You get a present at Christmas. It's among your regular gifts. The surprise is it's a literal fox fur. It's been passed down to spouses for generations.
Love it. All right. 502-795-1997. After Todd gave us his, hey, I'm going to need you to bury this squirrel in the backyard I just shot story about meeting his future father-in-law for the first time. We kind of left it up to you. Like, hey, what are your stories?
Lisa has one on text message.
Mm-hmm.
She just says, while pooping. The first time I met my now ex-husband's grandparents, he had warned me they were old school.
Uh-huh.
When we pulled into their driveway, I noticed what he meant is we were walking to the house. The door on the outhouse opened and his grandpa was greeting us.
Wow.
Pooping in an outhouse, no less. That's great.
All right. Alicia.
So actually I have two. The first time that my boyfriend met my family, my brother-in-law and brother got into a fist fight right in front of him.
Oh my gosh.
And
that,
oh no.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh my goodness, this is it. We're over. He stuck with me. And then a year later, decided it was time for me to meet his family, unbeknownst to me. At my family's Halloween party, where I was dressed up as what I call a glamma,
okay.
And I was dressed as an old lady with fake boobs and a fake saggy butt,
yeah.
And talking in a funny accent,
yeah.
And it was horrific. I see his car pull up, and I scream out, "There's my man!" And then his mom gets out and. If my butt was not already down to the ground, it definitely would have dropped.
Sure. Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, those are
we're
those...
still together, still going strong.
Oh,
wow.
That's great. Oh,
well
she's
done.
A nice girl.
Well done. Well. Alicia, thank you for the story. That's great. Hey Todd, what's your story, bud?
The first time I met my wife's dad, I went to a family reunion, so I was thrown into the water in the deep end.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is pressure.
Bold move.
Yeah, and it was a destination family reunion, so it wasn't
even
at home. But we were in Tennessee, and we were going to a lake and doing all that. And her dad is a very intimidating person. He was probably 6'4", 300 and some odd pounds.
Sure.
He was a big guy.
Yeah.
So we were all packing up, getting ready to go to the lake, and I jump in the back seat of an SUV, and I didn't know whose it was at the time. I was just getting in a car to go. And he pops in into the driver's seat, adjusts the mirror, and looks back at me eye to eye in the rearview mirror and says, "So, Ted, I hear you're sleeping with my daughter."
What do you say to that?
My immediate response was, "No, sir, I sleep on the couch."
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Good response.
It was a running joke for probably about the first 5 years.
Oh gosh.
Us being together.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he then introduced me to everybody else in the family as, "Hey, so and so, this is Ted who's sleeping with my daughter."
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
And my name is Todd, so.
What a great story. Todd, thank you, buddy.
Oh, that's great.
No problem.
All right.
Take
y'all
care. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Oh, at this point, don't you just change your name to Ted? That's
yeah, at this
fantastic.
Point, you're like, yeah, just call me. Just call me Ted. Those are some great stories. Thank you.